that was when I started watching hockey. So I can remember the Blues coming in. I mean, I remember the Minnesota North Stars and all those teams in that division. What are your memories of the early years of the St. Louis Blues?
Well, we had a tough start. I do remember that. I left Montreal, and I remember going into St. Louis the summer before. It started a year before because they gave the expansion franchises in April of 1966. And they were renovating an old building that had been built in 1929, the St. Louis Arena. Mm-hmm. And they'd let it go quite a bit. Actually, it was owned by the Norris and Wirtz families of Chicago. They had a farm team in there. In fact, Phil Esposito played there for the St. Louis Flyers, I think it was, or something. But anyways, the building was being repaired in the middle of the summer. I was wondering what I was getting into. I was growing up in Montreal, and I coached the juniors. I didn't know if I'd ever get a shot at the big team in the NHL because they were so successful. But the late Lynn Patrick, I coached his son in Montreal as a junior. And he asked me to go to St. Louis, and I was going to be the second-year coach, and I was going to be assistant GM. It was a very good job for a young guy, and we struggled at the beginning. Crowds were down, and so Lynn called me up one night after another loss and said, "Look, I gotta get this thing going. You better get behind the bench." I was pretty nervous, I'll tell you that, because we had only won 4 games out of our first, I think it was 16.
Right.
But we got turned around, and, we had Glenn Hall, as everybody knows. That was one of the better parts of the expansion draft. We didn't get a lot of players, all the 6 teams. I think they had 2 players. They had a skating draft of players. I think they had 11 protected plus all the first-year pros. So we got player number 12, and then the existing teams filled with 13. And we got about 3 or 4 NHL players.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have an entry draft either because the entry draft was dissolved in 1967. So, and most of the top juniors were exempt. They had an entry draft that started, but the really first entry draft of every player didn't take place till 69. But, you know, Clarence Campbell put all the teams in one grouping, and he figured, well, you know, they're going to play a lot more against each other. I think the first year we had a home-and-home, but the attendance was not that good in a lot of places. So the West teams they clamored for more games, and I think the next year. But I looked at the standings the other day. Philadelphia finished first with 73 points in 74 games, so
right.
We didn't even get 500. Pittsburgh finished fifth. They had 67 points. So it was, 6 points separating the first 5 teams. I think Oakland, everybody thought Oakland, because they drafted a lot of name players,
right.
they kind of gave them the nod at the expansion draft as doing the best job, but the players were really a lot older. And that wasn't the case, you know.
Yeah, no, and you, I mean, you know, you had your team, just looking at that lineup, I mean, you had a 24-year-old Terry Crisp, you had Red Berenson, Al Arbor at 35.
Yeah.
I remember this because my father's family is from Halebury, and Halebury and Kirkland Lake are, you know, they're kind of around the same region, and you guys had 2 of the Plager brothers as well at the start, which it was an interesting team to coach, I would imagine, wasn't it?
It was at the start. We started, you know, as I said, we got off to a rough start. But what changed our season around? Our leading scorer was a player that had been with the Leafs when they won the Cup, Ron Stewart, and
yes.
he was in his mid 30s maybe. And he had a great start with our team. He was leading our team in scoring. He always was a great skater. He could really skate. And the team, Rangers were starting to build a pretty good team. Chicago was very strong. Of course, Bobby Hull was in his prime. And one day we got a call, would we trade Ron Stewart? And we were struggling. I don't even know what our record was. It wasn't much after the first 16 games. But So I had known Red. He played for us in Hull, Ottawa. And Red had the misfortune when he left University of Michigan to go to Montreal. He was a great college player, but Montreal had Beliveau, Richard, Backstrom, Goyette, Marshall. They had so many centers, and they traded him to the Rangers, and he broke his ankle. So Emil Francis called us. He was running the Rangers, and he wanted a player that he could play against Bobby Hull. And Ron Stewart had played forward, played a little bit defense in junior. So we ended up getting Red Berenson, and then I mentioned Barclay Plager played junior for me in Peterborough, and he was playing in Buffalo in the American League. And the Rangers were stacked, and I said, we'd like to get something else, and we gave them another player to go to. Berenson and Barclay Plager in a trade in November, that turned the whole team around. We started to take off. Red was the best player in the West Division. He was a 30-plus goal guy, very good defensively. Barclay Plager went under the teaching of Al Arbor, and he and Al Arbor formed a great tandem. And but we did get Bob Plager in the expansion draft. So we bits and pieces, we traded. We made a trade with Punch Imlach. Pat Quinn was a holdout, and he didn't come. He wouldn't come to our team. I don't know the reason. And we didn't do anything for a couple of months. And Punch Imlach had Dickie Moore from Montreal, and he was really banged up. But he had quit. He had retired because he couldn't do it anymore. And we traded Pat Quinn to Toronto and got Dickie Moore, convinced him to come out of retirement, and that. So you're right. We had a lot of veteran players, but it was a lot of fun for me because, I had players that I used to idolize when I was growing up in Montreal. Then we got Doug Harvey in the playoffs. So it was a great time in my career.
You also, and a lot of people sort of tend to forget about this. They will look at the Philadelphia Flyers and think of the Broad Street Bullies. But, I mean, the St. Louis Blues, you guys were a tough team too, weren't you? And that template was kind of laid. I mean, in a lot of ways, I think, Scotty, your teams were so tough that it kind of forced Ed Snyder and the Flyers to say, well, geez, we're getting run out of the rink by these guys. We've got to get tougher. And in a lot of ways, I think you guys kind of led to the Broad Street Bullies.
Well, he blames us for it. I know Ed. I knew Ed, the late Ed Snyder. Every time I used to see him later on, he said, we'll never get trampled again by as long as I'm running this team. But yeah, the first series was a tough series. That's right. See, they finished first, and we finished third. And in those days, one played three, two played four. And the first series, we drew the Flyers, and we did win the seventh game in Philadelphia. But it was a pretty tough series. They had a lot of good players, but they weren't the same kind of team as we had. The two Plagers, we had Noel Picard, who had come from Montreal, Noel Picard once fought Gordie Howe, and not many players survived that.
Yeah.
When he was a young player with Montreal, he didn't play very much in Montreal. So you're right, we had a good group of veteran players. We had great leadership. Al Arbor was a playing coach in Rochester. We drafted Jim Roberts because he was the first player draft. We ended up getting the sixth. They drew for lots for 1-6. We got the sixth pick, and we took Jim Roberts because he could play forward and defense. He had played a lot of defense in junior. And then the goalie draft, they made a rule that if you finished last in the player draft on each round, then we could get the third. We weren't going to drop lower than third. So the goalie draft, I think, was second. And the first goalie taken was really a great goalie, Bernie Parent. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia got him from Boston. He was the youngest, and he ended up to be, played a long time. Terry Sawchuk had played with Johnny Bauer when the Leafs won the Cup in the year before expansion. So L.A. Kings took Terry Sawchuk, and the late Red Kelly was their coach, and Jack Kent Cook had an affiliation with Toronto. So, and then we left us with Glenn Hall. So I tell people, Glenn Hall and the trade for Berenson and Barclay Plager were the reasons, or many other reasons, but they were the principal reasons that we were able to have a lot of success in the next 3 or 4 years.
In conversation with Scotty Bowman, what was that Stanley Cup final like, the first one you went to? You know, like, here you are, the rookie head coach, you're going to the Stanley Cup final. Like, that's a pretty big deal. What was that like for you?
Well, we won the first round in seven, and then Minnesota upset Los Angeles. They were a fourth team. They won their series in seven, and then we played the North Stars in a strange series because they didn't have home ice one game. We had five home games in St. Louis, five out of seven.
Why? And how did that happen?
I don't know how it happened, but we okay. You can check the records. We had five home games. They had one game was scheduled. They couldn't have, and the building must have been taken. I don't know how they worked it, but the seventh game went into second overtime on a Friday night. Ron Schrock scored on Cesar Maniego, and I think Maniego and Glenn Hall put on a great goalie duel. and then the game was over at midnight, and we started the finals at home. I think they gave the West Division. They were going to alternate it for a few years. We started the finals on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon after playing till midnight on Friday. But we had a good run with Montreal. We got a bit of a break. Jean Béliveau broke his ankle. He didn't dress for that final. But we had a couple of games in overtime. And then the next year we did pretty well. And the next year was the big disappointment because we had really come on. If you look at the standings, we pulled away from the West Division teams in the 69-70 season. We ended up 22 points ahead of Pittsburgh, and we ended up 86 points or something. And you know, we're playing Boston, but Boston was just on the threshold of really – Bobby Orr was 22 – They didn't finish first that year when we played them in the finals. They tied with Chicago, but Chicago had more wins. And then we had a disappointing final with Boston. They were just too strong. We tried to shadow Bobby Orr, and that didn't work. And the only good thing that happened to us was we got the last game into overtime. You know, we were winning that fourth game 3-2 with about 7 minutes to go, and then they tied it up. But they had no weaknesses. You know, when I look back at the team, we got whipped the first two games in St. Louis, really disappointing. But they were just that much better than we were. And if you look at Boston from that point on, they were getting always 57 wins, 55. They should have won. I always felt Boston had an excellent chance to win four cups in a row because they won in 70. They only lost two playoff games that year. They ended up playing Chicago, who had finished first because of the wins. They beat them four straight in the semifinal. And then they next year was the 71 Cup that Ken Dryden came out of at a college and single-handedly won that series. But Boston had won 58 or 59 games, and then they kept. I thought they then they won in 72. Boston, they beat the Rangers, and then I don't know what happened after that. But Bobby started to have knee problems, as we all know. But they were from 1970 to 75, they were the number one team as far as I was concerned.
Scotty, how much of what you were able to do with the Montreal Canadiens as a coach, how much of the groundwork was laid when you were with St. Louis?
Well, it taught one thing that we had a team in St. Louis, and I remember going to Montreal, and it was so much different because we had a lot of very early young draft picks. The team was – I went at perfect time because I wasn't planned, but I went in 71 after I left the Blues. And the very day I signed a contract to coach for 1 year, I went to Montreal because we had a dispute in St. Louis about the fourth year. They wanted to make a lot of changes with different people. I didn't want to do it, and then we both agreed to leave. Mm-hmm. I went to Montreal just to maybe get my career back on. You know, I wasn't planning on staying there, but right. We had all these draft picks. Guy Lafleur was the number one, and Sam Pollock had made a lot of early trades with teams, and we were getting like Steve Shutt was drafted. I think he was number three in the draft. The Marlboros had a stacked team. And so, you know, we got a lot of good young players, and I was there as a coach from St. Louis, and I had coached a lot of veterans, but this was a completely different team. It was a young team, Robinson, and then we got, every year we got another player, Bob Gainey came, and, you know, they had a good nucleus before that of young players.
Hey, Scotty, listen, it was great of you to join us this morning. Thanks so much. Always a treat to talk to you. Be well. And we'll do this again. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good final now. It'll be a lot, probably a lot closer than ours was, but it'll be good hockey.